Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news. I'm Jesse Steele for October 12th, 2021. Let's get into the news, shall we? Well, as usual in this profession, the top news of the day is usually bad news, or in this case, sad news. We all know Eric Schott, beloved town legend, passed away recently. Well, news of his memorial just came out today from the bakery. Eric Schott's memorial will be November 10th. Your life was truly a blessing to us all. We treasure each moment that we spent with you and miss you beyond measure. You changed the world with your vision, kindness, and the most amazing baked breads and treats on the planet. For everyone who would like to celebrate the life of Eric Robert Schott, there will be a memorial service to honor his memory November 10th. Please join us at Bishop Tri-County Fairgrounds, November 10th, 2021, Wednesday at 11 a.m. We will conclude with a procession down Main Street to East Line Street Cemetery for Eric's burial. That was written by Bakery CEO Marianne Schott. For more information, please email Marianne at mschott@schottsbakery.com. A big event happening this Friday is Pink Day. The Inyo Healthcare partners team up to fight breast cancer for Pink Day this Friday, October 15th. Eastern Sierra's community healthcare partners are teaming up this month once again to spotlight breast cancer awareness, and the effort may be more needed than ever before. Health studies across the nation show the pandemic deterred people from routine cancer screenings, and Inyo and Mono counties are not immune from this trend. That is why Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Southern Inyo Healthcare District, and Toyabe Indian Healthcare Project joined with the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance to petition local governments to proclaim October 15th as Community Pink Day in the Eastern Sierra. Communities across the country recognize October 15th as National Mammography Day, as signed into law by President Bill Clinton in 1993. We've seen some recent increases in cancer diagnosis, says Rosie Graves, the oncology patient navigator for Northern Inyo Healthcare District. Nationally, we've also seen some disparity in screenings opportunities among rural communities and within those communities among Hispanic and Native American people. We're hoping to help everyone get back on track with these screenings throughout the county because in many cancer occurrences, early detections save lives. The healthcare organizations are asking community members to show their support for Community Pink Day by simply wearing a pink shirt on Friday, October 15th. In doing so, the community will pay tribute to not only all the area's mammographers, but also to cancer patients and survivors, and of course, to those that the community has lost to this disease. In addition to Community Pink Day, each healthcare facility will raise awareness in its own way and its own community, with one visible exception. With permission from Caltrans, ESCA and other community groups hung dark pink ribbons along every main street on the US 395 corridor, explains Graves, who also serves on the ESCA board of directors. We like to think of those as visible reminders that hopefully drive people to start rescheduling their screenings, but be it for breast cancer, skin cancer, or colorectal cancer. For NIHD, October is an opportunity to unite its 570-plus member team behind a good cause. For the past several years, NIHD lent its support to ESCA's 5K walk and run, as well as providing ESCA with a home for its resource center at the Healthcare District's Birch Street Annex. The resource center is home to ESCA's Angel Mentoring Program, as well as a location for ESCA volunteers to meet with cancer patients seeking support and education. We could not serve our clients without NIHD's ongoing support, and we are grateful to the district for all they do, says ESCA's Andrea Shellcross. Going into its sixth year, NIHD's annual extended hours breast cancer screening program, Moonlight Mammograms, returns for at least two, but possibly three nights. With COVID, the once walk-in sessions must now function on an appointment-only format. We have three nights set aside where we have extended our screening hours for those who just cannot make it in during regular business hours, says Chrissy Alcala, one of NIHD's mammographers. We filled the first two nights last week and are now working on the third. We do still have daytime appointments available as well. By getting a yearly mammogram starting at age 40, women who may have breast cancer can have it detected while it is in its earliest, most treatable stages. NIHD recognizes that for some women, the biggest challenge to getting a mammogram is time constraints. Moonlight mammograms appointments are full for Thursday, October 14th and Tuesday, October 26th, with only openings available on Friday, October 29th from 4 to 7 p.m. All those completing their screening during the Moonlight Mammograms receive a special goodie bag featuring items from NIHD, Toyabe, City of Hope, Adventist Help, and Carson Tahoe Cancer Center. Moonlight Mammograms is for annual screenings only. Women participating may use their insurance benefits, or for those paying without insurance, a reduced price is offered through NIHD's We Care program. Participants must be 1 year and 1 day past their last mammogram. Those with questions about the insurance qualifications, financial assistance, or even the date of their last mammogram may call 760-873-2155 for details. In addition, NIHD once again illuminated the main hospital building and the Diagnostic Imaging Center in pink lights for the month. Pink ribbon flags adorn the grass area in front of NIHD. NIHD employees and providers are wearing pink shirts every Wednesday and then some. NIHD once again will host screening days for Toyabe's patients and employee screening days for Southern Inyo Hospital District and the Northern Inyo Hospital District team. And to go right along with this story, Eastern Sierra Now's Ella Boehm reached out and got an interview with Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance's Andrea Shellcross to talk about the 5K walk.
So let's just start with saying, how long has this event been going?
Well, this year's our 21st year. We've done it annually since the beginning of our organization.
And so how do you raise the money, and then where exactly does that money go?
Well, this is our major fundraiser of the year. We do receive contributions from individuals all throughout the year, but this is our big fundraiser. We sell registrations to the race, or walk, I should say, and we also get sponsorships from local organizations and businesses. And all that, our only expense is paying for t-shirts, pretty much. So everything else gets to go into the pot to help our local friends and neighbors and families who have cancer. We support cancer patients from Inyo and Mono counties. All that's required is that you have expenses incurred because you have a cancer diagnosis. And because we know that living rurally has its challenges when it comes to getting treatment, there's no insurance policy on the earth that pays for travel expenses. So even if your medical expenses are covered, your travel expenses are not. So we provide assistance with fuel, lodging, meals, prescription co-pays, basically any expense that you've incurred because you have a cancer diagnosis. And we do offer assistance to patients with all kinds of cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October, but we do support patients with all kinds of cancer.
And so what is the event going to look like this year?
Well, we're doing it in person this year. We had gone virtual. The last two events that we've had have been virtual, but this year we're back to in person. We meet at the Bishop City Park up front by the gazebo, and at 9 o'clock, everybody wearing their shirts takes off and there's a 5K route that takes you through the park and round the mountain by the canal and back. And it's a short walk. You know, it's 5K, so it takes less than an hour, and it's just super fun to be walking with a whole bunch of people wearing the same shirt. Lots of excitement. We do have a breakfast bar also sponsored by various merchants in town, especially Grocery Outlet. Mm-hmm. And we have some vendor information tables for other outreach for different resources available for cancer treatment. And we have raffles. We have some pretty cool raffle prizes, and we sell tickets for $1 each, and so that's about the extent of it. It's a really fun event. Starts at 9 o'clock. The walk starts at 9. We'll be taking pre-registration from 7:30 forward, and then we're over by 11, so it's not, you know, it's not a huge chunk out of your day, but it is a lot of fun, and it's just a great energy.
Thanks. Just, is there anything else you'd like people in the community to know about the event?
I do want to send a shout out though to Department of Water and Power, because we walk on their land and they've been very supportive to us over the years. Their Employees Association is a great donor to our organization. I'd like to thank Inyo County. We received a resiliency grant this year that enabled us to keep up our assistance to patients. And I especially want to thank the Northern Inyo Healthcare District, because without their support, we probably wouldn't be able to provide the support we do. We consider them to be our full partner, and we're very happy about that.
Thanks for that, Andrea. And thank you, Ella. Okay, last but absolutely not least, the Broncos cross-country team run up the rankings to 11th in the state. This is a big deal. Let me read you what the coach said. Hi, gang. Bishop Union Cross Country versus Rosamond on Wednesday, 10-6. Bishop Boys varsity team defeated Rosamond with a score of 15-0. Diego Honda won his third league race in a time of 18:06 over the 5,000-meter course. Ashley Fitt won her third league race in a time of 21:32 over the 5,000-meter course. Here are the results for the 42nd A6/Clovis Cross Country Invitational on October 9th. For the girls' small school division, Ashley Fitt placed 31st out of a total of 176 runners in the small schools division race. Her time was a personal record, 20 minutes and 20 seconds over the 5,000-meter Woodward Park course. The boys' small school division, Diego Honda placed 20th out of a total of 170 runners in the small schools division race. His time was a personal record, 16:48. On the Woodward Park 5,000-meter course, Kyle Chenille ran a personal record of 17:36. Alexander Adkins ran a personal record of 18:07. Ezra Spoonhunter, yep, also personal record, 18:28. Denzel Gomez, personal record, 19:04. Steven Vinker, personal record of 20:04. And Alex Ide ran a, you guessed it, personal record of 21:32. These kids have been training very hard. That is incredibly impressive. The boys' varsity team placed 11th out of 24 of the best teams from all over the state. Thank you all for your support of high school athletics, and have a nice day, says Coach Walsh. And we thank you guys. Good job, Bishop Broncos. There is nothing better than going out on a long run on a sunny day, being out in nature and just absorbing that. You know what else is good at absorbing nature and the sun? Solar panels from High Point Solar. You like that little segue I did there? It took me a couple seconds. I didn't even try. High Point Solar is somebody that you have to call right now. Electricity prices are skyrocketing. Every single day, you are using so much electricity, you don't even realize it. So not only is it bad for your bill, but it's also bad for the environment. A lot of times people will say, oh, well, I drive an electric car and I drive this and that and I do this and that. But have you traced it back to where it's coming from? Sometimes the plants that make electric cars are dirty, nasty things that are not helping the environment. Scientists all agree that we are in a lot of trouble in the next 100 years. I won't get into it on here, but we really need to start thinking about our climate and about our carbon footprint. So what better way to do that than to call Amy at High Point Solar and discuss your options for your house and how to clean up your electric bill. So give her a call today at 760-937-5849 or go to highpoint-solar.com. Let them know that you heard about them from Eastern Sierra Now, and you will get $250 off your purchase. This has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now for October 12th, 2021. Catch you later.